forget. I'm not sure I could. They say.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, and my special guest, Dr. Dana Myatt, talking about Codex. And before we go back to my guest, I want to remind everybody we still are on a pledge drive, got some back bills to catch up with. So please, if you would, pick up the phone, call 800-724-2719. If it's before 6, punch extension 116. If it's after 6, punch extension 115. Or you can mail your pledges in to 1015 South May Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can click on republicbroadcasting.org, go in there and click on PayPal. Make a donation, folks. If you haven't already, you'll feel good by doing it. And if you have already, you got some extra spare change in a jar or in the backseat of your car, or whatever, okay, just send it in to us. Thank you very much, and let's go back to my guest, Dr. Dana Myatt. Dr. Myatt, sorry to get off on that Morgellons subject. That is a very weird disease.
That is most unusual.
Okay, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I've got a couple callers on now, but I'm going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Any questions or comments for Dr. Myatt, please feel free. And let's go to Alan in Kansas. Alan, you're on with Michael and Dana. Hello.
Hello.
Alan.
Yeah, a little bit of lag time there when you flip that switch.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, okay. I want to say that these people that's wanting to agree with the Codex and the UN are traitors. And I can explain that. Any representative of any government that has been elected to be a representative has no right to surrender their office to anyone or anything. In particular, in the United States of America, the United States of America is a name of a union in North America, and it is a free trade union, and they have no right to surrender this union to any foreign power or authority. To do so is being traitorous to this union.
Well, you won't get an argument out of me, Alan.
You won't get an argument out of me either.
Well, I think that when we're discussing this, and in particular when we're talking to our representatives on this, we need to remind them that this isn't just business as usual and, you know, harmonizing anything. This is diminishing our union, and it is being traitorous to the union.
Mm-hmm.
We need to push that out front so that they'll know that we recognize they're not just making bills and agreeing to something and treaties and this and that. They're actually being a traitor to our union.
Oh, yeah. They're selling out our sovereignty on this issue as well as a number of others. And I couldn't agree with you more, Alan. At any rate, listen, I've got to run here, Alan. I appreciate your input there. Have you got anything else to add? I've got to go to a break real quick.
No, thank you for the time.
All right. We're going to go to Michael in New York. Michael, are you on with Michael and Dana?
I'm here.
No, Michael in New York.
Dana.
Hey, Michael, listen, I want to warn you, we're going to go to a break in about a minute, so go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Dana. Well, to follow up on that previous caller, absolutely, that's what we're dealing with, and we've got to call them the communists that they are. These are traitors in our government. They're really on a communist conspiracy to get enslave the whole world and destroy the United States. So they're communists, and we got to call them communists. When I respond to my local representatives that don't want to close the borders down in a pro-Pan-American Union or this Codex Alimentarius, this UN garbage, I tell them, you're communist if you're voting in favor of this, and I'm not happy with you at all.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody would just use those terms when they're talking to their representatives, maybe we'll be able to get more of their attention. Now,
I know, I hate to use the C word, but what else can you call it when we're dumbing our own laws down to agree with the rest of the world and insisting that the U.S. follow the rest of the world? I mean, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, listen, hold on, Michael, okay? I'll hold you over. We're going to go to a break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Dr. Dana Myatt. We'll be back in 3 with some more calls. The phone lines are open at 800-313-9443. Stick with us. It gets better.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back. There's my Dixie Chicks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Log segment here. The phone lines are open at 800-313-9443. Let's go back to Michael in New York. Michael, go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Michael. Yes, Dana, we can't be afraid to say the C word. It's commies. They're communists. Call them right to their faces. That's what they are. Make them squirm in it. And let's wake up the people to the fact that this is what we're up against. I mean, yes, there's Nazis. We can show the photo of the Navy base off San Diego, Coronado Navy Base, the satellite shot showing a swastika, a building, a huge building that's in the shape of a swastika. So the commies and the Nazis have nested in Washington, D.C. That's old news. They're devil worshippers. They're Illuminati. They're Luciferians. They're globalists. That's all part of the package, but they're commies. They're the guys that had the master plan to take over the United States by creating a privately owned bank, controlling the money supply. We call that the Federal Reserve. Enact a property tax. Enact an income tax. Control the minds of the children through government schools. We call that public schools. Make divorce easy. Take God out of everything. Flood them with drugs. And promote homosexuality as normal. That's all communist agenda. Published material, how far did they get? So this is what we're dealing with.
Dana?
I'm here.
I ought to have you up on the show one day, Michael. You've got a pretty good overview of the whole thing. And for any of you out there that are wondering, and by the way, I've done this, just go into Google Earth and go into the, what is it, the Port of San Diego, I believe. And you can look at, you can zoom in on that building. And, yes, it is definitely a Nazi swastika.
Yes, sir, Michael. Coronado Navy Base off San Diego. And, yeah, well, I've been on a trail of these dirt bags since the 70s, early 70s, when the good Lord put me on their trail. And I've never gotten off that trail. I know these guys inside out. And I'm looking forward to the day when we just crush them under our feet, believe me.
Amen to that.
With the Codex Alimentarius, Dana, I appreciate all the information you're supplying, because this is another major threat. They've got to attack our health. There's no way they can allow us to be strong and individualistic, because then they can't roll us over.
That's right. I agree with that 100%.
Well, on that subject, you know, is there, and again, here, this is rumor. You know, I'm good at that. I'm the rumor monger here. Is there any truth to the rumor that they are thinking about, or they have started putting fluoride in bottled water?
You know, Dana, I don't know about that one. How about you, Dana?
I haven't heard about fluoride in bottled water.
Okay. Well, it's just another rumor I've heard, you know.
Well, you know, one thing's for sure, Michael. There wouldn't be any surprise if that was a fact. There is all kinds of other garbage in the plastic that is making people ill. The general term is plasticizer. And so, let me just mention real quick to your previous caller, Ann, that if off air, if she calls you and contacts you, if she's interested, I have something that may help her with the Morgellons disease.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Ann, if you're listening, call back at 800-313-9443. Give out your name and telephone number. You've already got it? She's already got it? Okay, well, you want to give it? You want Michael, you want it?
Yes, I will, and I'll contact her.
Okay. Tell you what, Ken, pick up the phone and give him the contact information. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Let's go to Ann in California. Ann, you're on with Michael and Dr. Dana Myatt.
Yes, sir. I have like to respond to Dana in regards to the Morgellons. Are you familiar with Dr. Staninger, Hilda Staninger?
No, I'm not, and, you know, I thought we were going to be talking about Codex today, so I didn't really do my homework on a specific disease.
But if Michael invites
me back on with the Morgellons, I'll have my homework all done on that regard.
Yeah,
please hear me out. The reason I'm calling is because I think it's important, even though that you're not familiar with all the facts behind Morgellons, that there are researchers out there who do. And they have made it very clear that Morgellons is coming from, there's evidence, proof positive, that Morgellons is a nanotechnology. There are evidence from the chemtrails. There is evidence, proof of the blue worm-like threads that are in people's
right.
bodies.
Right, and let me stop. Turn her down, Ken. And I appreciate the input, but the fact is that isn't the subject content of the show. We're talking about Codex today, not Morgellons. And that's a subject content for a different show, ma'am. Okay.
Call back in when they're doing the Morgellons.
Right.
Everybody
So thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on with Michael and Dana. Go ahead.
Michael and Doctor.
Don, this is Dr. Myatt. This is Don.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to insert something in here. Michael, I never call up and disagree with your guests, although to downplay what a couple of callers are saying about Morgellons and chemtrails has everything to do with Codex Alimentarius. If they're spraying this stuff on animals that we eat, if they're spraying it on the crops that we eat, it has everything to do with it.
You know, theoretically it could, but we've already had one caller today who thinks it's a parasite, one caller who thinks it's a chemtrail, and what I'm suggesting is I can't talk about it because I have to do research and come back in on the day.
Okay,
Don,
excuse me.
Then my point for calling is that you shouldn't put these callers down if you don't know about
them.
Excuse me. Stop. Dr. Myatt, stop. Don? Listen, she's not putting these callers down, Don. The subject content of this show is on Codex Alimentarius and what's happening here. These callers are calling in, Don, and they're bringing up other subject matter, and they're talking about Codex, and one of them's talking about a parasite, and the other one's talking about, you know, this and that and the other thing. And with all due respect to Dr. Myatt, Don, she hasn't done the research to be able to be upfront and give, lucid conversation about it. Okay, so you know, the fact is that you may be right, Don, but the fact is that's not what this show is on today. Morgellons, that's a show for another day.
I'll trace it, and when you do your show on Morgellons.
I'm sorry, what's that, Don?
Okay, when a person calls up with this disease, and you're talking about medicines, you're talking about the CDC posting things on their site and taking it down. The CDC knows the cure for cancer, but they won't put the cure for cancer on their website. They know what's causing the infected food supply, but they won't put that on the website either. Now look up Project Lotus, doctor, and you'll put yourself on track to understand what Morgellons is about. And Michael, that's all I have to say. I'm in disagreement with how these callers are being handled.
That's fine, Don. Thank you for the call, Don. Goodbye. Hello, doctor.
I'm here.
Hey, you know what? I apologize for that.
No, that's okay. I can understand how some people are trying to tie it in with Codex, and all I'm suggesting is when I go do the research, I will formulate an opinion.
Well, that's
how it ties in, but I just can't talk about it.
Right, but that's my point exactly. The subject content that we're on today is on Codex, and the fact that, you know, that they're ultimately going to get rid of our supplements and so forth. Okay, and Morgellon, yes, is interesting, and it's a serious topic, but it's a topic for another day.
You know, and maybe this is the reason why I'm really concerned that Codex is going to become a done deal, because it's easy for people to get off the subject and start thinking about the local FDA problems or their own particular health problem, whatever they've got going on. I'm not saying those aren't important. But if we lose focus on this Codex thing because we're going off in a bunch of different directions, we're going to lose our health freedoms over it.
Okay, well, let's go to Michael in New York again. Michael, you're on with Dr. Myatt and me.
Hello. Hey, Michael. Hey, Dana. Well, absolutely. Dana's right on the money. And, you know, and everybody that's calling in, they're all excellent. But we can't lose focus. Codex Alimentarius is a major thrust against our individual freedom of choosing how we want to take care of ourselves. We won't have a choice, and that is totally commie and un-American. We have the right to choose what we want to feed our bodies. If we want to drink beer all day, fine. If you want to take herbs and be healthy, then you have the right to do that, too, without some other party, another force, another corporation or anything, any other entity dictating otherwise.
Agreed,
Michael. Anything else?
No, sir, Michael. I appreciate taking my call.
All right. Thanks a lot. Again, the phone's 800-313-9443 if you have a question or comment about Codex for my guest, Dr. Dana Myatt. Okay, doctor. Well, that was an interesting barrage of calls, wasn't it?
That was good.
You know, I wanted to ask you. I went in and I was perusing around your website, off content just a little bit. Some of the products that you have, I wanted to ask your opinion of colloidal silver.
I'm sorry?
Of colloidal silver?
Yeah, it's not on my website, but I use it.
Actually, well, on the list of your products, it is.
Well, it's one of our concierge products.
I see. Okay. No, I've heard, I use it myself, and I've heard pro and con about it, say, you know, don't ingest metal into your body, and, you know, I have been using it for about, I don't know, 3 to 4 months, and I've noticed a remarkable difference in my stamina, in my overall energy level, you know, and so I was just curious as to what your thoughts were on it.
I don't use colloidal silver as a general, just take it to improve anything. Colloidal silver is particularly useful as an antimicrobial in the GI tract. So if someone has a parasite or an infection in the stomach, the small intestine, the large intestine, colloidal silver is going to be particularly useful there. Long-term chronic use of the stuff can cause you to accumulate silver, and it'll turn your skin a funny color.
Okay, we've got to go to a break. Stick with me. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Dr. Dana Myatt.
Hey, Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Come a little bit closer and hear what Dr. Dana Myatt has to say. Okay, Doctor, the phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. If you have a question or a comment about Codex or medicine or whatever, feel free to give us a call.
And I've got a couple of follow-ups while we're waiting for a call, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
As my genius office nurse has pointed out regarding the Morgellons, if we lose our health freedoms over this codex, there's not going to be any talk of things like Morgellons or chronic fatigue syndrome if conventional medicine doesn't know what it is and doesn't have a drug for it. They're not going to be looking to find out what it is. You remember for a long time Lyme's disease and Gulf War didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if we lose our health freedoms, nobody's going to be talking about the strange, rare, and peculiar diseases that there are no drugs for. And no pharmaceutical company is going to be interested in looking for a cure for a disease. We call it an orphan disease. If only 5,000 people suffer from it, we're not going to bother with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, what I want to say to the people who have these conditions, it's not that they're not very important, but we have to stay focused on health freedom so that we can stay focused on these kinds of problems. Otherwise, these strange, rare, and peculiar diseases will simply go away.
I agree with you, Dr. Myatt. Let's go to John in New York. John, you're on with Dr. Myatt and Michael.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We got situations where, you know, they talk about talking about the truth as far as the CDC or the AMA,
mm-hmm.
and they just perpetrate lies, as there's patents for cancers. There's if you get a hold of Dr. Don Scott of the Degenerative Diseases out of Vet Canada, he tells how they've been generating bioweaponry, which is AIDS, which is Legionnaire's disease, which is you name it. They've basically been produced. And they've been produced for these 1964 laws on population control, and Codex Sanitarius is just another tool, and they're already implementing it. As far as, like, an example, I used to buy vitamin E cream, and I forget the concentration, but if you got a burn, you could treat yourself with a vitamin E cream and take the sting out, and it'd do a pretty good job of bringing it back around. Well, about 2 years ago, they eliminated that cream, and you could buy a cream, but it was about one-tenth of the concentration at the same price that it was.
That is exactly what's going to happen with Codex. The only supplements we'll be able to buy are supplements that would occur in foods anyway, and only at doses that would occur in foods. And wonderful things like coenzyme Q10, which the body manufactures but which declines with age, or DHEA, which the body manufactures but declines with age, because it's not a food thing, because it's manufactured in the body, those supplements will just go away. And everything that you now take, vitamin C and whatever, you'll only be able to buy minute doses at greatly inflated prices. This Codex is already in effect since 2005 in the European Union, and we have patients in Europe who email us or call us lamenting this very thing, that they can't even get vitamin C in anything other than a 60 milligram dose, which is a token dose, at greatly inflated prices. And that's exactly what's going to be happening here. So you're already starting to see the effect of what it's going to be like, the new world order under Codex.
Well, the other thing I'm seeing is that I'm a farmer, and we 10 years ago, they were starting to control the mineral packs to where they started to cheapen up minerals, where before they used absorbable minerals, and you did pretty good with them. But then all of a sudden they would change the brand of it. They would be the same vitamin C, but instead of being an organic-based vitamin that was absorbable, it was an inorganic or something. Somehow something changed, and it just crashed our cows on us. I mean, the health of everybody went downhill and on the farm. And bottom line is they said they were giving us something they weren't giving us. It was a direct lie. And
when that happens to people, then guess what we're going to have to do?
Well,
we'll have to rely on drugs to get our health back after we're all sick, because we won't have any other options.
Well, the another thing is, I went to China in 92, and they built brand new waste treatment plants, state-of-the-art waste treatment plants, but waste treatment plants also are fictitious because they use chlorine, where they could use frequencies to kill bacteria and whatnot, and you end up with a residue of dead particles and whatnot in there, plus the residue of chlorine. And if you fill up your hazardous waste or hazardous MSDS on chlorine, you'll find out it's a deadly toxin along with fluoride and whatnot. So there's other ways to treat things, which they're not doing. Plus, they're starting in China. They're starting with such polluted water. When you stick your finger in it, it's completely gone, because it's that polluted. And so to clean something up from a mud puddle is almost impossible, to a point of where it's really a clean product. And now we're consuming those products and foodstuffs and vitamins, produce over there. The quality of as I say, absorbable vitamins or whatever, is all downhill. So they've already incorporated this into the system. Now they're just putting a law. It's no different than the Social Security law. They just passed it with the Senate, saying they're going to give the illegal immigrants Social Security when they built the Social Security building in Mexico City, Mexico, like 5 years ago.
Yeah, they've been chipping away at our health freedom for a long time, and I think part of the reason is, though, by the time Codex really comes about, we're used to it.
Correct.
We're already subtracting things. We're already outlawing things that are perfectly safe and shouldn't be regulated, so that by the time Codex gets here, it won't be such a big shock to people.
Well, it's like the norm to be, oh, I'm getting older, so I'm getting forgetful, when the fact of the matter is our parents or our grandparents used to be very sharp in the
Absolutely.
Mind, and it's a fact of our nutritional factors are what are dumbing us down.
We call that boil the frog slowly.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, John. Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we get back, I'll go to John in Georgia. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. You're on with my special guest, Dr. Dana Myatt. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back in three. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Dr. Dana Myatt. And we're talking about Codex. Dr. Myatt, you want to take another call?
Sure.
Okay, it's a crapshoot, you know.
Oh.
Let's go to John in Georgia. John, you're on with Michael and Dr. Myatt. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Earlier, you were mentioning a colloidal silver. Mm-hmm. There's actually a product out there that will blow that away. It's called Super Silver.
Excuse me. I know about Super Silver, John.
Yes.
And what's fascinating to me, now I know who sells it, all right,
okay.
Glenn Parnum,
yes.
International Health, Phoenix, Arizona.
Right.
And I have physically been to his office and bought Super Silver in there.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I find interesting is that the bottle itself has 10 parts per million of colloidal silver in it. Okay?
It's not colloidal, though. It's actually oxygenated silver, and they patented the method to do that. So actually, it's two molecules of oxygen wrapped in silver, and it creates actually a little field. So when it goes through your body, it actually doesn't have to actually touch the bacteria or what you're trying to get out of your body. The field can actually help cleanse your body. And I've been using it for 3 years. I use it on myself, my cats. I also use a product called Allicin, and I feed that to my chickens and goats once a year, and basically they have no worms or parasites on them. And it works like a miracle.
Okay.
I mean, it's really good.
Well, in all honesty, John, I went in physically to Glenn's office on I can't remember the name of the street, but it's right next to Scottsdale Road, okay?
Sure.
And I bought some Super Silver, and I have used it. And, yes, I agree that it does work. I was feeling lethargic. I bought, I don't know, three or four bottles of this stuff. And, however, since then, I am using other silver products, and frankly, I have noticed no difference between his product and others. The only difference that I've noticed is the other products are much, much less expensive.
Well,
after
I noticed
Kodak
one
passes,
that
there won't be Super Silver or Colloidal Silver,
right?
Because
right.
We'll only have access to those vitamins and minerals that are agreed upon by the World Trade Organization to be necessary and found in food. So I'm glad that the Colloidal Silver is working for the both of you. But again, after Kodak, that goes away.
Right.
And
that's
why I'm reminding people, let's focus on Kodak first so we can keep our freedoms to access to these other supplements that are being found helpful.
I agree. I mean, things like garlic, they're going to make things like garlic and all these types of things illegal. And the idea is to stock up on seeds, stock up on things that you use right now, and you know, at least you'll be able to weather the storm a little bit. But like you said, the legislation was passed with CAFTA. And so unless we bust up that agreement, you know, we're stuck with this, unfortunately. And I, like you said, in Germany, I know what they do there. They give you sugar mixed with your vitamin C, and you get it from a pharmacist. Well, that basically is like drinking nothing. It's like drinking sugar water. You get no benefit from it.
Yeah, well, boil the frog slowly. You know the story about how to cook a frog.
Mm-hmm. Yes, put them in warm water and turn it up. Turn up the heat little by little.
And by the time the frog is getting ready to die, it's too late to have enough energy to jump out of the pot. That's what's happening with our health freedom.
Dana, I mean, if indeed there's nothing done about this, and if the people don't step up to the plate and you know, do something to stop this,
it's a done deal.
Yeah, January 1st, 2010, you know, professionals like yourself will just literally be out of business, right?
I'm not going to be out of business because I can write prescriptions for toxic drugs.
Okay.
I'm not going to be out of business because I can still help somebody know how to live healthfully post-health holocaust. So I'm not going to be out of business, but anybody that doesn't want to go see a doctor and use toxic drugs and is used to going to the health food store and picking up their Super Silver is going to be sorely out of luck.
Well, okay, let me rephrase it. People that are in their own, you know, herbal health food stores or vitamin stores or whatever, and my wife is a prime example. She had a business that she was marketing a diet pill over in the U.K., and that product happened to have ephedra in it. It worked great as far as a weight loss.
Ephedra was a great herbal thermogenic, and it affects the alpha adrenergic receptors in the body like nothing else does.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it was outlawed, I think, is because we've got a drug in the pipeline from a pharmaceutical company that will do the same thing. It's kind of like tryptophan. Tryptophan was outlawed by the FDA a week or 2 weeks before Prozac came on the market. Do you suppose that was a coincidence?
No.
No, probably not.
Go ahead, John.
I got one question. As far as your knowledge base goes regarding the like, for example, let's say they outlaw a garlic extract, and they say you're not allowed to grow garlic. I mean, do you have, like, a list of or a predetermined list that exists already that says these vegetables or fruits or whatever will be illegal to grow?
It's not that you can't grow them as a vegetable. So mm-hmm. if you want to grow all your own stuff. But here's the scoop. Anything that you could not find in food, you won't be able to find in your health food store. So you can't get the equivalent of 20 cloves of garlic a day from diet. At least that's what they're going to say. Nobody would eat that much, so you can't get that much in a capsule.
I see.
And things that don't, that aren't an absolute requirement, like colloidal silver, that'll just be outlawed outright.
Mm-hmm.
You'll still be able to get vitamins and minerals, but only in the little minute doses.
Right.
What we used to call the RDA, really dumb advice. But just a minuscule amount, for example, just enough vitamin C to prevent scurvy. That's what find in these one-a-days. You'll still be able to get that.
So they're basically keep you alive long enough for them to make money off you going to
keep
all the
you
hospitals.
Keep you alive,
yeah.
But very unwell, because a lot of your unwellness will be nutrient deficiencies, and then we'll treat those with drugs instead of making higher doses of the nutrients that you need available to you.
Right. From what I understand, right now, that I think it's around 99% of the population is magnesium deficient, and the 90th percentile is basically deficient in most of the nutrients we need because the soil has been so depleted in our...
That's right. And so instead of being able to make up the difference by taking an actual higher potency nutritional supplement, you can't get, you can't make up the magnesium difference from a one tablet or one pill a day. You can't put enough stuff in one tablet.
I see.
So one a day will prevent the serious deficiency diseases, but it's not going to give you, for example, if you have cardiac arrhythmias due to a magnesium deficiency, which is probably the most common mineral deficiency in the United States, you won't be able to go out and buy a capsule that has 500 milligrams of magnesium in it to help your cardiac arrhythmia.
I see.
And then you'll need two or three or four pharmaceutical drugs for your arrhythmia, when in truth, your arrhythmia would probably go away if you could take your magnesium and fish oil in reasonable doses.
Okay. That's what I figured.
Yep.
Thanks for your time.
Yep, it's all worked out.
You know, Dr. Myatt, on the subject of these rumors, you know, during the show, I just popped on my email here. Listen to this, okay, on the subject of the fluoride in the bottled water.
Oh, there is fluoride in bottled water. We looked it up. Not all, but some.
Well, I've got, let me read this email here. It says, Michael, Walmart is now selling bottled water with fluoride added. The bottled water is marketed for children. This in spite of the fact that CDC has stated that babies under 1 year old should have no fluoride at all. ADA now states that children under 8 should not be drinking water with 4 parts per million fluoride. Fort Wayne drinking water has 4 parts per million fluoride added to, at the water treatment plant. Let's see. Nobody in, I guess no one in Fort Wayne City Administration will address this issue, Dave. So I guess, now again, that's a rumor. I don't know. I haven't gone down and, you know, done my research on it. But again, you know, I keep hearing these reports all the time. That yes, it is, or they are putting fluoride in at least some bottled water.
Yeah, and the worst part is it's kind of like the genetically modified foods. They're not telling us on the label. So if you don't want to eat GMO food, you can't tell if you're eating it or not because they don't have to list it. And so our freedom of choice in that regard's already gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got... See, as soon as we bring up any topic, one topic or another, then my emails start flooding here. I've got to turn this off. I can't talk about any more rumors today. Okay, we'll have to go with facts. But no, I mean, you know, speaking of genetically modified foods, you know, I had a friend of well, I guess this is another rumor. I had a friend of mine tell me that they're raising chickens now deliberately, modifying them so they have 4 legs, so there's more to the chicken. You know, does that make any sense to you?
You know, and I don't have any information that that is true, but if somebody could figure out how to make a 4-legged chicken or a 4-legged pig with more meat on it, why wouldn't they do that?
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
already doing a lot of mutant stuff. This bovine growth hormone, mm-hmm. which is almost ubiquitous in all of our beef and therefore all of our dairy products, it's a growth hormone. This isn't the happy... take it and live longer growth hormone. It's a growth hormone that stimulates any cancer that's already present in your body. Maybe that's the reason why billions of dollars in 40, 50 years after our war on cancer, we're losing the war. Because we're getting all of this toxic stuff in our food supply, and it doesn't have to be listed on the label.
Well, now, would this attribute... at all to the effect that these younger girls are maturing?
Yes.
It would, okay.
Yes.
And what about this this new vaccine for the HPV virus?
Oh, don't even get me started on that one, Michael.
Well,
that is evil, it is wrong, it is stupid, it is unproven. And what? You give somebody a vaccine and we don't know the implications of it. Why should it be against anybody's will? It protects them from one small, not so problematic virus, and they're still not protected from HIV and AIDS. So what are we doing? Saying go ahead and have unprotected sex now that you've had the HPV vaccination, and
well,
they're still wide open to HIV? But the worst part is that I have a real problem with forcing vaccines on anyone, particularly since so many of these vaccines later on down the road are proved to have side effects that people didn't know about when they started to go into general usage.
Well, I know the propaganda that they've put out on it is, you know, I think there's like 122 different strains of HPV, and this is good for four of them. But I notice, you know, talking about those commercials of which I've seen on TV with the drugs, you know, they make it look so glamorous, like these little girls that are in junior high school are all talking, and they're so uppity, and they're so, you know, they're talking between themselves, and oh, how great it is, and they should, you know, they should take it. Well, the shot itself is, I don't know, what, $400 a shot. So that's a goal.
It's wrong, it's evil, and if it gets passed, it's only because legislators are going to make money from, number one, they either own stocks in the company, they get paid off from the companies, or the other thing is that when the government mandates a particular drug, all of our people in Congress know that that drug is going to be mandated, which gives them every opportunity to go out and make sure that they are financially vested in the pharmaceutical company that's about to get a big government contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's just evil. It's wrong. And when you said you just recently got a TV, I don't watch TV. Because if I saw these little foo-foo ads like you're describing to me on HPV, that would just, it would not be a good thing for my blood pressure. And my blood pressure's fine, thank you very much, but it's probably because I don't watch TV.
I bought it to watch the Cubs, okay? And I can't help it if they stick those commercials in between innings, so there you go. Let's go to Carl in California. Carl, you're on with Michael and Dr. Myatt. Go ahead.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I just heard Dr. Talking about labeling.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if this is true or not, but it's something to look into. I couldn't help but to add this. We all see the little stickers on our apples or our pears or whatever we buy, their bananas or whatever, at the store. They have all of it. Now we're trying to get those stickers off before we eat them. How many have done that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay, on the sticker they have a number, and this is what I thought, or somewhere I heard this, that if the number begins with 4 or something, let's say 4, I think this 4 is one of the numbers, it's irradiated fruit. If it begins with 5, it's organic fruit. If it begins with 9, it's genetically modified fruit. So there is a code on those stickers that tells you what is the under which category that fruit or that food comes
under. Well, a code on the stickers on fruit, if it's 4, it's...
Okay, you'd know about it then.
I
don't know if I'm not trying to tell you what...
And I would say if it says 666 on that little sticker, just don't even go there.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Carl, but can you repeat that again? I mean, where did you get this information from?
Probably from one of the doctors or something, and from RBN over the last 6 months of listening.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Somebody,
yeah.
I'm not saying what these numbers are, but check into that.
Have checked into it in the past, and the best I can tell, it's a conspiracy theory. I don't have any information that is credible.
Oh, okay.
And I won't swear to that, though. That's just the information that I have at this time. The reason that I question the little chink in the armor of that story is that if you are buying an apple or anything else, and there's a little code on there that thing was organic, there wouldn't be just a little code that you'd have to crack to know it was organic. They'd have another huge sticker on the other side of the apple, probably a gold label saying organic, and charging you 14 prices for it.
Okay.
So, again, I won't swear that, and if I find in the next few minutes something contradictory, but to my knowledge, that's a conspiracy theory.
Okay. Carl, anything else?
No, that's all I have.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call. I mean, there's, you know, I do a little bit of research on a lot of topics, and some places I go down and I do a little bit of deep research, but it's impossible to cover every subject and go to the degree that one must go to, you know, to be an expert in it. And that's why we have people on that are experts. And this caller that called in, Dana, was talking about, well, he heard it on another show, you know, the doctor on RBN or whatever. You know, how valid is the information? It may or may not be.
We try and do, and when do I get to do a shameless plug for our Health Beat newsletter?
Right
now?
How about after the break?
Okay.
I tell you what, we got a break coming up, and we have 4 minutes left, and you're welcome to just, you know, plug it all you want to.
Okay.
So.
And I'll let people know, because anything that we list on HealthBeat newsletter, we've done the deep research.
Well, I'll tell you what, I went in there and I perused around a little bit, as I mentioned to you. You know, and I thought it was
rather interesting. In fact, you'll see all the references on the bottom of each page, so if somebody wants to double check our facts, they can do that.
All right, well, let's go to a break and then we'll do that. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Dr. Dana Myatt. We'll be back in three. Stick with us for the final segment coming up. Am I back? is there no music?
Am I back?
Oh, they're supposed to, I see. I'm sorry. I thought I heard music. There is no music.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Oh, here we are. Now watch. As soon as we start talking about this,
The music will come up. And.
25 seconds, the music's coming up. Okay, go ahead and plug it, and then we'll come back and we'll plug it again. Go ahead.
We do a weekly newsletter called HealthBeat News.
Uh-huh.
And anybody can subscribe online at healthbeatnews.com. We talk about natural remedies and things that have been proven for your health and drug recalls and dangerous things to stay away from. But we also have a lot of information in there about Codex and health freedom. And everything on our website is deep referenced. So if you read about it on the website, you get the references. You can go double check and decide if you think it's true or not.
Okay. We'll be back in three. We'll do it again. Okay. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Dr. Dana Myatt. See you in three. Stick with us.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making your purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All All right, we're back. Final segment, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Dr. Dana Myatt. Dr. Myatt, go ahead and plug that website again. I'm in there right now, but if you'll mention it again.
Okay, it's Health Beat News, all one word, healthbeatnews.com. Lot of good information about the threats to our health freedom, dangers from drugs and drug recalls, benefits of certain natural therapies that have been well studied and proven. Everything on there is referenced so readers can decide for themselves that the information is credible.
Right.
And by the way, we looked up the UPC barcode, and my what I believe to be credible references suggest that that UPC barcode is assigned by the manufacturer, and those numbers can mean any darn thing for product tracking and inventory that the manufacturer wants them to mean. I don't find any information that suggests that there's a secret code there about irradiated or organic or anything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, listen, I'm in that website right now, and I was noticing one curious thing. It's recent drug recalls and safety alerts. So, I mean, you go in and do the research on that and list them for the people that they can go in and look for themselves. Zolpidem tartrate.
Uh-huh.
Ambien, is that? Oh, I know what Ambien is.
Right.
They recall that?
Oh, yeah. Well, or either that or there's a safety alert on it.
Oh, I was going to say, if
and
they...
go ahead. I get these right out of the medical journals. I read a number of the medical journals every day, and these are recalls or safety alerts that are published right in the medical journals.
Mm-hmm.
So these go out to the conventional doctors, and I think the Ambien is, I'm looking real quick, the Ambien has, they're using it now in kids for insomnia caused by the Ritalin that we give them.
Oh, my God.
So we give them an upper in the daytime, and then we give them Ambien at night to help overcome the insomnia that's a side effect of the stimulant that we gave them in the daytime.
Vicious circle. Well, you know, and even if they did recall it, they've got another one waiting right in line.
Oh, always.
I don't remember the name of it, but it's the one. It's the TV. And I know you don't have a TV, but I'm guilty. I go watch the ball game, and there's a little butterfly. That
the little
pretty...
butterfly.
Yes.
Yes, the little butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do have a TV then, huh?
No, I don't, but I subscribe to the medical journals, and most pharmaceutical ads are in the medical journals. They're anywhere from 7 to 12 pages long. They're usually in glitter with cutouts, with special fancy raised embossed lettering, so that if you open, for example, a copy of the New England Journal of Medicine or a copy of the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, all of the ads are on heavier paper, different weight, little smaller cut, and with all this fancy jazz on it, so any place that the journal opens just falls open to a drug ad.
Interesting.
So it's not just the lay people that they're getting to, they're really... That's how they help brainwash the doctors.
Mm-hmm. Well, at any rate, you know, no, it's an interesting website. Read it off once again. We got about a minute left, and we got to close this show out. But I want to thank you, Dr. Myatt, for coming on and sharing your information with us. Now, real quick, what can we do? I mean, we have to get on the congressmen and senators, obviously. But, you know, these guys are bought off and compromised and everything else. I mean, can we make some headway as far as...
We can. We can, and we have to. We've still got a little bit of time before Codex becomes fully implemented. If we don't raise our voices, it's a done deal. If you subscribe to the HealthBeat News newsletter, and there's no charge for this, we keep you informed about what to do, when to do it. We have the contact information on there for your congressmen, your senators. I even tell you exactly what the problem is and what your letter should basically contain.
Great. Okay, listen, we got to run, Doc. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. What a hoot.
Yeah, subscribe to HealthBeat. We'll talk again. Okay.
Okay.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stadtmuller coming up. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. End of another day. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
It's true.